Yes, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Enough Podcast. I'm Johnny Carey.
And I'm Michael Hamilton.
That's right, it's Wednesday, weekly stuff. The weekly stuff, we're there, we're back in the studio, we're still recording podcasts.
That's a good accent still.
I could do accents. I actually spam into just accents on random ones. That's like a weird habit I have.
What's your favourite accent?
What I do?
No. Yeah, what's your rate your favorite accent?
I don't know, like, I can do Dublin, like, fight. I can do it, like, we're on a good enough podcast now. Some words are a bit out, like. Come over here, get me.
A bit what?
A bit out, like. Come here, buy me a shot, Johnny. That's spot on.
Oh my God.
Because I've heard that from all the Ocean Beach girls. All the Ocean Beach girls are Irish.
Facts.
They are.
You're not even wrong.
Because the visa. So I've just been trained when they're coming over trying to get you rinsing shots. It's like,
Buy me a shot, Johnny.
Johnny. Do it.
Johnny.
I've only got the what's it called? Tequila Rose. Have a skell bomb.
All right, cool.
What'd you say? I quite like, you know what? I rate the Dublin accent on a girl. Narnoish, I don't know about Narnoish, because it's a bit more up like,
I think I get a bit sick of it after a while.
Is it? No. Yeah. What would you say is your top three worst accents?
Brum's first.
What?
Brum's first.
Nah, man.
That's just the standard around the UK, though, isn't it?
Nah, man.
There's a Brum accent. Brum. A Scouse accent jars me a little bit. No, look. Yes. Okay.
No, I can't lie. Scouse is worse than Brum, I think. I could just imagine having my bird and she's a Scouser. All good. It's quite a sexy voice. But when they get angry, the fuck are you doing, lava? Just rolling the CK.
Just crazy. Bit of spit louds on you when they're shouting at you from the CK.
Brum, no. I think Brum gets too much hate. I quite like a Brum accent.
I feel like
Brum's subtle. I feel like people get Brum confused with Dudley. You're the voice from Dudley. Like.
Yeah. That's strong.
Brum's more like, I can't even do
it's
it.
A softer, it's a softer. It's softer from what you just did.
Really appreciate that, bro.
Yeah.
It's more like that, innit?
I feel like everyone's just been on Brum for a whole
Been
lives.
On Brum. It's nowhere near the worst.
Whole lives. It's not, I can't lie, it probably isn't the worst. But I'm still sticking up there because it's in my head.
Yeah.
Scouse though, maybe I'll swap him. Scouse first, Brum second.
No, do what you want to do.
Scouse first, Brum second, I'd say, because the Scouse accent would draw me more. And do you mean in the world?
UK.
I was going to say, we're talking about...
Because it don't really count if it's someone who don't speak English.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I was definitely going to say a Canadian accent, trust me.
Canadian?
Have you never heard that at all?
You see the setup,
it's not.
Are you sitting on the chairs, eh?
It's like a, yeah.
Go to Vancouver,
everything's A. And the thing is, they speak English. It's like a mix between UK slang.
Yeah.
And American.
And Caribbean.
And Caribbean, yeah, 100%. Like,
to be fair, Caribbean slang has populated the whole world, really.
Oh yeah, 100%. The way you hear them talk, like, Broski, I'm so cheesed out.
Whose man's is this? Whose man's is this?
Bro, how they say
it? Bro, I'm cheesed.
I'm so cheesed, broski. Like,
don't like, cheese bro. Me, dog. Shit like that.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah,
cheese.
I've never really thought about that.
Bro. Broski.
Broski.
I'm trying to get an Eater's broski. Like, bro. Like,
I'm trying to get a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Do you know what?
I've never really thought about it.
No offense to any accent, by the way. Jars me.
Yeah, it's just a personal thing. Finish your three with a UK one though, because Canadians obviously, yeah.
All right, cool. I'll finish it with.
But like realistically, let's be realistic. If you was gonna start seeing someone, 9 times out of 10, they're gonna be from the UK.
Yeah.
They might not be.
Yeah.
But like more time, they are.
it's a mix because it's personal. London accent. If I'm gonna talk about jarring London accent, but talks proper London, girl.
What way, London?
Road.
Yeah, road. Yeah. I don't like that.
I'll put that number one.
But I think that really.
Actually, yeah, that talks London road.
Yeah, yeah.
That's number one for me.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
Hey, big man Tingno, you're a buffalo. that's not attractive in my eyes.
There you go.
I do like the other London accent though. Like if you got a bit, let's say like southeast, then you got a bit don't be a sausage, babe.
Yeah, that's all right.
I think that's all right. I'd say my top three worst. I think the worst up there, sorry, you've got some very pretty women, but the Scottish.
Scottish?
That is a disgusting accent.
Haggis, neeps and tatties?
Yeah, you bastard. I come from Kilmarnock. Does your cock smell like haggis?
Fuck.
It's just not. It's a bit too...
Bastard.
But there's some good-looking Scottish girls. 100. I remember I was DMing a Scottish girl before. I was chatting to her. This was like 3 years ago. She was literally good, solid 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10. Good, very... I didn't know where she's from. Good salt, yeah. Ended up DMing her, whatever, chatting in DM. She sent me a voice note. Oh my God. Like, I genuinely had to replay it 6 times to understand what she was saying. Mum's life, I didn't understand what she was saying.
Oh, like, is it?
Yeah, swear down.
But did you like it? But did you not
like it? It's like, so I'm not trying to be offensive, but it's sometimes actually like another language.
They do speak another language, though, don't they?
Gaelic, I think. Or is that?
Is that us Irish?
No, there's Irish Gaelic and Welsh Gaelic.
Does anyone behind the camera know what is
Scottish is an actual language?
They have a language, no?
No, maybe that's Ireland.
No, Gaelic is Ireland, bro, and
Wales.
And Wales, isn't it?
That's a horror accent.
Yeah,
Wales.
Yeah,
I've come to the shop today.
Wales.
Horror accent.
Wales. Horror. That's great.
I would say 20 top worst, Scottish, Welsh, and then what would be my third one?
I hope we don't look dumb saying that they have another language. They do have another language, right?
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah, of course they do.
Is that what it's called? Scots. Right. Scottish speak Scots.
Yeah, but I'm not even on about language. I'm on about accent. Third that I don't like is probably like Bolton.
Bolton? Okay, Bolton.
That man. You also not pop. I might be getting that so wrong. But like,
is that Bolton?
Yeah, that's not... Like, Yorkshire's not... Is Yorkshire near Bolton? Bolton's like there, isn't
it? I'm not good with the Yorkshire.
I ain't got a clue, but yeah. I'd say my favourite accent, I'd say something like mine. Yeah. I like a London accent.
Yeah.
The borders of London, so Hertfordshire, Essex, London, fucking Surrey.
Yeah.
These sides, like... You sound like me. I want...
Just mad proper, like...
Yeah,
just,
I think that's the best
one. Where would you place my accent? I'm proper, like... I think I just sound like a Northwest London boy.
Yeah, well, I don't know where to play Jackson. You're a geezer, like.
Nah, but you know what I mean?
Don't listen to you and go.
Nah, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't sound too road and I don't sound too proper.
But that, I don't know. I get that all the time. I get told I sound like a road geezer.
Is it?
Yeah, like, I've had people say to me, you sound like you're half road, but at the same time, you sound like you're half Cockney.
No, but you do.
It's because my dad's Cockney.
Yeah.
And like, whatever, my older cousins, blah, blah, blah. But then like, where I'm hanging out, where I'm from, it's just a new combination era of slang.
It's just
London slang, isn't it? Like, it's not exactly slang. If we're trying to be road.
We're both from West as well. It's just the way it is.
It's just how people talk, isn't it? It's just how people talk. It's just
grow with it.
London slang. I do love a Dublin accent. Oh, I can't lie. Something about it. Something about it. They're my Irish girls, mate. I swear down. That's sexy, bruv. Dublin. Come over here and fuck me, Johnny. That is pucker.
It's the way you say your name.
Yeah.
Johnny.
It's on the point, like.
Johnny.
I'm not on the point, like. Dublin. That's a good accent. Carrick's not that bad. Yeah. What else? Yeah, I think I only really like that, you know? Like London and then Irish. I don't really, like I said, Brum. I actually would probably put Brum third.
Yeah.
Of the ones I like.
I'd probably put second now.
Like.
Of the ones you like?
Yeah. When it's subtle, I can't lie. It's blown out. I'm breaking the stigma here. I'm backing all you Birmingham lot. Like, Brum ain't that far from us. It's like hour 45.
Hour 45, 2 max.
Like, that's not up north.
It ain't.
They're like, I don't think, if you listen to Brum rappers, or like, even if you've ever spoke to a girl from Brum, it's not like, you know it's mate, you want to give me the money? It's not like that. It's very subtle.
Hey, you're good at accents though, I'll give you that.
I'm all right at accents.
Actor, proper actor.
Or it's what me channel is based on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I don't know. That's my top three, I think. What would say your best, your favourite accents are?
In the world.
Well, if we're doing world, to be fair, I never really think out of the UK, I can't lie. American's jarring, I think. I like to fuck an American girl just because it's sexy. But like, I don't ever want my bird to be American.
Nah. I think top, I'll definitely say just the UK accent, like London accent.
On top,
UK on top. Obviously, man, it's just a bit of the Latina thing's nice.
Yeah. Especially when they keep switching from Spanish to English.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's jank when like, well, it never happened to me, when a white girl who's someone who's not going to know Spanish anymore, any South American, and they start calling you Papi. Loud at. I've never had that, obviously, but like, fuck, you know. Have you?
Yeah.
From white girl?
Yeah.
Oh, that is cringe. That is cringe. What, in an accent as well? Papi?
Yeah.
Oh, ain't that.
It don't fit still. It don't fit. It's just forcing it.
That's
forcing
like me it. Fucking sleeping with a girl and going, what on, baby? One tech me wood. Isn't it?
Wait, do that again. Wait. Please, I beg you. Please do that again.
Well, I make a little picnic with me. Imagine I was fucking a Jamaican thing and I was doing that. She'd be like, what? It's the same energy.
Johnny,
it's the same energy. As if you're being white and saying, Papi. Wait,
please, it can't take me. It might take me 5 minutes.
I'll be fucking a girl. Tú eres muy bonita. That's Spanish
Johnny
for
said,
you're very
what
beautiful.
Baby.
What on, baby?
You want to make a little picnic?
You want to make a little picnic? Hear me now. Stick to your own accent, mate, innit? Fuck, you know.
Oh, I'm not recovering from that the whole episode. That's the stain in my head. That is fucking hilarious.
Might
bro.
Do that.
Oh my
I'm
God.
I might sleep with a Jamaican girl and do that.
What on, baby?
What on, baby?
Oh, that
proper
got
just
me.
Racial stereotype. Borderline. After this, we can have some race and pee. I be the race, she'll be the pee.
Oh my God. Hey, please. That's a clip right there. But anyway, that's Johnny Carey.
But it's
Johnny
true.
Carey like, speaking like, patois.
You could, you wouldn't, innit? Because he would. You could be fucking a girl and go into patois because you are Jamaican.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
I could do it still.
You could. But it just, yeah. If a girl is white and says Papi, it's yeah. Imagine I start speaking
babe,
Spanish.
Ah, babe, don't force it. Yeah, I'll just stop.
Yeah.
Oh, that got me bad. That got me bad.
So I know this is like off topic, but it just popped into my head. It just, I don't know why it just jarred me. Do you know what a fucking thing that burns me. I don't know why it's come into my head. It's because it happened to me the other day. You know when you're up London, yeah?
Yeah.
Why does everyone walk 0.5 mile an hour?
Especially in like central London, bro.
Oh my God.
Oxford Street.
I get you having Bond a look Street. In that. But can you not do that at a normal walk speed? Like, I'm no joke. I'm a fast walker, yeah? I feel like when I'm up London, I'm cutting in and out of people. Like, I'm pacing. I don't know how people have so much time in their hands to, oh wow, that's a building.
Bit of a daydream going through it. Don't like it, bro.
Can't do it. I'll run up and fucking punch you in the back of your head.
Coach, help for that.
Fucking, I might start carrying a knife just to stab people that are walking slow.
Don't say it.
No, I'm joking. Fuck that. I hate people that carry knives.
Same.
Oh, no, I hate that. Knife crime is fucking, it's terrible. Terrible.
Massive thing now, bro. Think about it now. You can't even, all right, cool. Me and you are quite the same, yeah? When it comes to scrapping, like, man, I'll scrap.
Same.
Genuinely, but it has to be a punch up.
Yeah.
Even if I lose, bro.
You don't even know now.
But you don't know now.
Like nowadays,
15-year-old got a big ramble on him.
Bro, you don't even know nowadays. Like what's gonna happen?
Could be anyone.
A couple of my pals been stabbed.
Fact, same.
It's fucked.
And like, you've had a knife pulled on you. I've had a knife pulled on me.
Yeah. Like I don't like all that shit. Like I never really see the argument for carrying a blade. But then the one argument I do see is I kind of get it. If you're from the hood and you're in a block and everyone else is carrying knives and it is almost kill or be killed. Like I do kind of get it. We're not in them situations like where we step out of our house and well, obviously it could happen to us.
Yeah.
But more time we're not from a proper shithole area where knife crime is rife.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, if someone else sees you from another postcode, they're going to stab you.
Yeah.
Like, so you need
but
to
I feel like that's probably one of the main reasons why they carry, because they're thinking, shit,
exactly.
I don't want to get caught lacking.
Exactly that. I think that is probably why most people care. But then at the same time, it's like, it just, I don't know, like you said with fighting, like you, nowadays, if you ever get into a confrontation or something, whatever, it's always in the back of my head of, they can have a blade on them. And we get cracking, That's what happened to me when I got knife pulled on me. Yeah. I might get in detail, but it was a scrap and then boom.
That's
you know
it.
What I mean?
Scrap's over from that point, though.
It's over from that point.
I'm done. I'm out.
I give up.
I give up.
What am I doing? Yeah. Especially when you can order a fucking zombie knife off Amazon that big. Like, it's fucked.
Scary, fam.
It's fucked, like.
And I feel like that's your biggest fear as well.
That's my biggest fear.
That's your biggest fear, getting stabbed to death.
Thing is, if someone back to flicky out on me, I think I have more of a chance of running off or at least having a fight, grabbing their arm or something like that, you know what I mean? But if you're fucking stepping out like you're some samurai, what am I doing? Like, I'm gone.
Chop you up real quick, 100%.
And it's the...
Don't even, it's the...
Oh, violent.
Now that you're, the way you do it and that, it just makes me fucking bug out.
It's horrible. Have you seen that geezer that goes around? It's probably a couple geezers that do it. He goes around collecting knives off young boys.
Yeah.
I think that's fair play to you, mate. That's brilliant. I think them boys that do hand in the knives are the ones that are like, I don't want to be doing this, but it's kind of kill or be killed.
But this is the thing, yeah? As quick, as easy as it is, like, okay, great that he's doing that. And trust me, love that. But how easy is it to get one these days?
Oh, very easy. Amazon.
That easy?
That easy.
It comes to your front door. You don't even have to do nothing.
No.
You just sit and wait for it. Prime, it's there the next day.
Yeah.
You get pissed off today, tomorrow morning you've
got a big Amazon locker.
Yeah. Oh, bro, it's too much. And to be fair, how the hell do you clamp down on it? Because it's a knife.
Mm. And there's always going to be people, like there's drug dealers, there's people that sell this, there's people that's fucking are pimps and sell women. You know what I mean? There's always going to be people that are selling knives.
Yeah.
Because it's a money on it. People don't give a fuck.
Don't care, fam. They don't care if the blade that they're selling kills someone.
And I don't really think the government cares. They're letting these people kill each other.
Yeah.
I can't give a fuck.
Don't care.
I think the way they see it is it's less than the population.
Yeah.
I really do.
And it's the areas that they probably don't care about right now.
Yeah, of course they don't care about them.
Yeah.
Most of them areas, no disrespect to them areas, but the reason they are like that because they're half a pisshole.
Yeah. And they've been made to be that way. So they don't care, fam.
Like growing up, like rough, not me, I'm saying, but like obviously I got friends and family and stuff that I've had it fucking hard. And like I'm not naming names obviously, but I know people that carry knives. And like it was only until I spoke to them, like I remember I was, like I said, being bare vague, but I remember I was with someone and we was out in Richmond, yeah?
Yeah.
Like a nice area.
Yeah.
Nice area. We was outside by like the river and that by like Gaucho, and I was just chatting to him whatever, and he was doing all that, and I was like, well, you got a knife? And he said, yeah, man, I always step with it. Like I can't never step with it. I was like, bro, we're in Richmond. He was like, I don't care. I got PTSD. Like I'm never not stepping without my blade. And I was like, bro, that's fucked, man. I said you shouldn't like already think about carrying it. And then it's only when he broke it down to me,
yeah,
to like say like. He's been stabbed like twice.
Yeah.
So it's like, if he don't carry it,
he's gonna
get stabbed because he's not liked in from certain places.
And I bet a lot of men feel like that. And that's why they just roll with it daily. Don't matter. Corner shot the guy with it.
I think there's a difference. Like I half understand the people that are scared and they're fearing for their life and they do it for protection. But there are some cunts out there that are just evil 100%. Bastards. And they just go around and like,
yeah,
that,
no reason for it to, for them to be carrying it.
See, the other day, what was it? Some old man, I think, got stabbed to death by four boys. What could an old man have said?
Oh my God, I saw that. It's in a train station.
Yeah. But he stabbed or was he punched up?
He got punched up.
That's irrelevant.
So yeah, I saw that the other day. He mouthed after them, but they were misbehaving.
I don't really know this full story.
They were misbehaving on the road. They were just being asbos, innit?
Yeah.
Just asbo behavior.
It's just fucked. And how are you kidding an old man?
He must have said something to them, but just one thing, just the quick, like, you know how people are, like, bro, just a mouthy remark, innit? He's walked all the way to the station. One of them's come up behind him and just gave him one snuff in his head. He's dropped to the floor. He's died. He died 3 days later, something like that.
Like, I can't lie. If I'm in a situation and like, I've probably even had it before where an old man is drunk and he's half getting lemon. I'll be like, all right, mate, like, I'm not going to fucking go, what?
Yeah.
Bomb. He's a fucking old man. I feel like once you get past 70, it's basically you might as well be under 15.
Yeah. Genuinely.
I won't touch you.
No, of course not. Don't matter what they say.
One punch could... that scares me so much as well. I don't think I'll ever go to jail. Like, there's nothing I do in my life really that could put me into jail, really. The only thing that could put me into jail, I'm not saying this because I think I'm a bad man, not at all. It's just a realistic situation because I've had a scare before where I thought it was going to happen. Is hitting someone, they hit their head on the floor.
Yeah, and
bomb manslaughter.
Yeah,
that is such a high chance. Like, it's terrifying.
Could bounce them off a curve, something like that, corner of a curve, they're done.
But when a fight kicks off, you don't think, look on the ground. What am I around?
Let me make sure they land safely. It's not going to happen, bro.
Knock them out, pillow. You know what I mean? Carry a pillow with you all the time. Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
That would be the worst. Going to jail for a 10 stretch for fucking hitting someone once.
Yeah.
See that, who was it? That was that geezer went on Good Morning Britain, didn't he? Was it something like that? Spoke to, I can't remember their names. Some ITV morning show.
Yeah.
And basically he done a 10 stretch because he was in a nightclub. Some geezer started getting leery to him, but he just chinned him, killed him.
Oh my God.
He regrets it so bad. He feels so sorry for the family.
Yeah, of course.
If you have a fight with someone, like,
you're not intending to kill them.
You don't want to kill them.
Yeah.
Like, every fight I've had with someone, like, if they go to the floor, I'm never the type of person to stamp on your head. I don't want to hurt you that bad.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I think once they're down, that's it. Like, I think some people just see red, I think. And I always just think, I'm just very good at thinking about the consequences. I always think about the consequences in the moment. I'm never just see red, don't think about nothing. Like, I'm always thinking, cool, this
is,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
More time for my own sake. It's more of a selfish reason,
yeah,
really.
100%.
Like, if I batter someone and I get a GBH charge, I don't give a fuck that you're battered. It's more that I'd have got a GBH charge.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So you've got to be thinking about yourself. Like, boys that just, for example, the knives, and like, do you not even think, like, okay, cool. Like I feel like if someone backed a knife out on me, yeah, and was just a nasty cunt, and like, was about to use it on me, I feel like I could half try reason with him and say, brother, do you want to lose your life as well?
Facts. I feel like in that situation, that thinking about
both
it,
both lives
are sometimes
lost.
When I think about it in, yeah, both lives are lost.
Both
sometimes
are
when I think about it, when I'm sitting in my bedroom and I think I would try to conversate with a guy, like, I'll try and chat to him and say, broski, you don't even know my last name. You don't even, might not even know my first
why,
name.
Why are you going to waste
why
your
are you
life
gonna waste your life? You don't even know me. And you're going to take mine, and you're going to get birded off. You're going to get birded off.
Exactly.
Especially if it's in the area, bro, it doesn't even matter if it's not in an area that's public or whatever. The way this country's set up, you're getting birded. So,
how
both
am I
of us
to
are
you?
Finished.
Why do you need to stab
I can
me?
Go home. You can go home.
Let's go have a tear up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call it quits. Who's the better man?
Yeah.
Do not actually, that's why I can't lie. I rate travellers.
Yeah, because they will.
I actually generally do.
They'll draw you out.
Gypsies. And sorry if they don't like being called. Did I like being called travellers? I can't. If I've offended you that way, sorry about that. Gypsies, whatever. Yeah. But I fucking rate that whole mindset.
Yeah, because they.
You got a problem. Let's go have a fucking fight.
Yeah.
That's the
proper
best way to settle it.
Fist. Bam,
and they
it.
Can have it.
They, oh my
they
God,
can fuck
they can
I've seen some fights on YouTube.
Same.
On them campsites, and they're going for 45 minutes. No professional boxers doing that, bro.
Genuinely. 45 minutes scrapping, no
just
break.
Just all pissing my blood, innit? You're both good men, shake hands. Shake hands now, you're both
pure
good men.
Bare knuckle, just, yeah. Just that's it. Fucking it's knuckles, like,
they're
swollen,
proper
bleeding.
Men,
they go at it, proper.
Go
and
do
I love
it.
When they, I love when they draw each other out. You know when they draw each other out?
Do the cool outs. Yeah. Do the cool outs.
The whole firm's behind them as well. 20 man.
But it's like, it's sick because it's like an old school way. Like,
it is an old school.
Imagine all you had to worry about in this country, yeah, was someone pulling up on you and beating you up.
I'm fine.
That, because that really shows, if we're talking being like, I mean, we don't think this about ourselves, but like, if we're really talking someone who wants to be a bad man, if you can really hold your own and fuck someone up by punching them up, and you walk round and you just punch people up, no one can touch you. That, yeah, you are using what you've got. You are a powerful, not, oh, well, look at my 7-inch Rambo. Yeah. Like, of course you're going to be.
Who's going to be?
Imagine having a gun.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
You must, the power you must feel in your hand. Yeah. Start stroking it in your head. I'll definitely do that. You know the ones, when you like have a bruise or something, you have to like push it even though it's hurting. You definitely put a gun to your head and stroke the trigger. just for the oh, you get, I think you get a buzz. You're inches away from death.
That genuinely, oh my God. Oh my God. I don't even think.
That's why I don't want to go to a gun range in America, you know, it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Because you feel like you
No, I wouldn't kill myself.
No, obviously I'm not saying that.
Like, I don't trust other humans enough to be around
to
people.
To be around
guns.
Them.
Yeah.
Even if it was me.
Yeah, you're my friend, but I'm saying if I'm in a gun range and there's other Americans going, howdy! I really like the way this one feels.
Oh my God.
Get me out of here.
He's getting mad trigger happy.
What?
He's getting proper attached to the gun.
Oh, mate, yeah. It makes me nervous.
Nah.
All that shit makes me nervous.
Genuinely, though, I feel like my dad talked to me about this. He's like, to be fair, the way my dad talks to me about his day and your and you talk to me about how your dad talks to
my
you.
My dad's been
same
enough times.
Same kind of same vibe. Yeah, same. My dad obviously because it's God there.
My dad's had a gun pulled on him.
Straight. All of that.
My dad went to the geezer. He said, "What are you gonna do with that? So you better fucking use it." He didn't use it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Better fucking use it.
My dad used to be a bad man.
I like that though. Yeah. And he said to me, he'll say to me, same shit, same thing that we're talking about now. If there's ever a problem, if there's ever an issue, then my meet up, field, whatever, wherever it has to be, and it's just these two, you get me? Fist.
Yeah, exactly, bruv.
And it's like, they used to do it in which whatever way, knock a man out, first man to cry.
No, it's usually, it's usually shake hands.
Shake hands at the end.
Like if you've been fighting for 40 minutes, you're both on even ground. No one's really winning.
Just knocking seven bells out of each other.
Yeah. Then you've got to respect the other geezer. You've got to respect him.
You get up, you shake hands, and then you just leave with the mutual respect, and that's it. The problem's squashed,
bro. Even if you have a tear up, even if you lose, and the geezer batters you, if you show good heart and you show that like, oh, bro, I'm not giving up. Like you ain't been punched up, really.
No.
You still walk away
with that dignity. Is that just the fact that you both went at it?
Yeah, the fact that they just shake hands afterwards. Yeah. You're both good men, shake hands, you want to shake hands?
Yeah,
I rate it.
I like that stuff still, your phone's ringing.
Fuck him. I rate that stuff. It's old school and I think that's the way it should be. Imagine gangs went around London and all you was feared of was people jumping out and punching you up.
Oh my God.
It'd be easy to get fucked up by five men, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But let's say if two men jumped out at you and didn't have a weapon on them and said to me, yo, run me your phone.
No. And I'm going for it.
Yeah, brother, even if you do me, brother, I ain't giving you, like
now,
there's a chance I'll like go do
I'm like
one.
That. I'm like that. Now.
Yeah, but if you got shine on you, even if you got it that, I'll take it.
Yep, here you go, mate. Not worth it. It's insured or whatever.
If you're licking phones, like, it's...
You need it, brother.
And if you, know what I mean?
And if you're out doing that now in this day and age, you might stab me because that means you're hungry.
Yeah. Do you remember that old skit fucking years ago? I think it was on a Jazzy show.
Oh my God.
With Ashley, is it? Ashley Waters and Jazzy.
Yeah.
And he's robbing him for the, this is old. He's robbing him for the phone. And the phone's like so shit.
Yeah, the phone was dead.
He's like, I'll take it, bro. Trying to get him to because he don't want it, innit? And it starts ringing the cat ringtone and that, innit? And he's like, oh, bro, I don't want that. I'll take it, bro. I'll buy it for your sim. Yeah, it's funny, man.
Oh my God. What's next for you? Going away? Chilling?
I'm actually fucking, I don't know when this is going out, but I'm going away January. I'm going to Thailand for a month. I am buzzing.
I've always wanted to do that. And to be fair, it has to be a long one, you know?
It's got to be a
month.
You can't just go.
Are you going to do that thing where that?
Bangkok.
Yeah, you're going to just travel.
Then Circo Loco's on, which is even better.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, I love my fucking ass music and that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stay in Phuket for a bit. Then I'm going to do Phi, Koh Samui, Mui. I haven't really looked too much into that. I need to plan it a bit more. But I'm kind of just going to wing it, really.
I feel like you should wing it. I feel like everyone that I speak to, they kind of get somewhere to, when they fly, they get that first bit, that first accommodation
Bangkok, for a few days,
whatever not, Parker. Then you leave and then you just
grab somewhere.
And to be fair, the prices are good for accommodation.
Bruv, it is cheap as fucking chips, bruv.
And it looks, but everything looks good.
You can rent a ped a day for £6.
Have you looked at accommodation there, right, already? You must have.
One of my boys went there last year. Him and a couple of his older pals, they fucking got a villa for 10 of them. It had a bowling alley in it and a cinema. It was 110 each a night.
110 each?
A night. For a bowling alley cinema.
Think about it. Think about a bowling alley in a cinema here.
Oh, there's
25 like, bags on that.
Yeah, what? Literally.
Genuinely.
It's so cheap out there.
Yeah,
so cheap. A couple of my pals that have gone there are telling me that when you're there, like, I'm like, oh, do I need to book my hotels or wherever I'm staying in advance to all these areas I'm going? And like, no.
Just pull up.
Book your first one.
Yeah, and
when
go
you land,
from there.
You can literally go on booking.com. There'll be so much accommodation. Boom, I'll go there. Boom, drive there.
And that's it.
Banging.
So nice. And
just
man.
Living in the moment. It'd be nice to live in the moment. And I've never been to Asia.
Yeah.
Fuck a few lady boys, you know what I mean?
I was going to say, we're talking about that area.
Let me land.
If we're talking about that area, we know that it's a bit, it's scary hours there. hours. Treacherous waters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When it comes to the whole, obviously, I know what you, few drinks, whatever not.
No.
Certain steps.
Maybe you,
and remember, they disguise themselves. so well, bro.
Let's not get to twisted. Yeah, I'm very confident in my sexuality. I'm straight as a nine bob note. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
But some of them lady boys look very, very, very much like women.
They're the best at it.
They are the best at it.
Like, I've been tricked before. I'm pretty sure you have, where someone sends me a picture of one of them and goes, I rate her out of 10 or whatever. And I was like, she's lame.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And the next thing you know, like, oh, by the way, that's a lady.
Yeah, still
like,
fuck what her. Do you still mean? Fuck it, yeah.
you get around that.
But no, but, like, but it's, I think it's the level of it, because like, I don't, I'm, if I'm quoting this so wrong, I'm uneducated on it and I'm admitting that right now. Yeah. But like, I feel like they don't get the snip. I feel like they still, from fucked videos I've seen on WhatsApp and shit, they don't get a snip. They still have their Corey. So I was like, when you take them back, cool, they got the breast.
The breast done
but,
on that.
But as soon as it's downstairs, they've probably got a bigger cock than you. And you got to stick it in their bottle.
But then I think to myself,
that is, you can't say you would sleep with a ladyboy and you're not bisexual. Of course you are.
Facts.
Because like you being straight, me being straight, even if you was gay, like.
But you know what? I don't know what the angle is, bro. Like, all right, cool.
No, but I don't think it's that deep, because I feel like if you ask, like, surely if you was in Thailand, yeah, you'd say to them, yo, like, have you got a willy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they should really say yes or no, really. Because it's not about, oh, would you or would you not? I don't care if you would or wouldn't. It's more, don't
lie don't to pull me. Don't pull the wool over my eyes. Yeah, because
let me know beforehand so I can
make the decision for myself.
Yeah,
if I want to go through with that or not. Obviously, I wouldn't personally, but you know, whoever would.
Would you get blows off one?
No.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't, bro. No, wait, I wouldn't. I wouldn't
get blows. Start tossing them off and going down. I mean,
you're crazy.
I said it to Joe before. He was like, it's like down Turkey not getting a kebab. Greece not getting a kebab. Sorry. Yeah. You got
me. He said, like, it's like going Greece and not getting a kebab.
I was like, no, you wouldn't.
Nah, you wouldn't, Joe. No, you wouldn't.
Some people do it for a laugh, but that is just not a bit of me, I don't think.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen a lot of videos on WhatsApp. But that is a thing, though. I want to know what the angle is, though, because they obviously do a mad job cosmetically, yeah?
Yeah, and no, like, I'll be so real. They actually look hair, very good.
All, I say, like, from the head all the way down to the bottom of the torso, unreal. Like, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
They do look good.
But then why? Because why don't they finish the job?
Maybe we're getting this wrong. I'm sure probably some do have sex changes.
Yeah.
They must do. But like, I know it's a known thing. Like, you see them videos where it's like under the table and they've all got cocks. Shit like that. You know, have you seen that video?
When
they're all beautiful girls goes down. They've all got big Corys. Yeah, so I think it's a thing where they don't really get the... I don't know. I'm in Thailand. I'll soon find out. Yeah, I'll report.
You'll give me the feedback.
I'll send you a picture of a cock in my gob. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Never that.
Nah, bro, it's a scary thing. It's a scary thing.
I'm buzzing. Have you ever been in Asia?
Oh my God, that's a good question. No.
I've never been to
Asia. I haven't, have I?
It's the only continent I ain't been. I ain't been Australia and that as well. What continent is Australia?
Isn't it Australia? Just Australia? Australasia.
Never been there. You've been Australia. What's Australia like?
Oh my God.
Apparently it's lit. Apparently it's like London in the 60s.
Brother, Australia was one of the best places I'd ever been to.
Is it?
Ever.
Sick.
I think...
Do you think that because who you went with and you kind of... It's kind of like a VIP thing.
Played a part in it, 100%. Definitely played a massive part in it. So yeah. There's that, but...
On top of that, as a country,
I think it was just good. Really, really good. It for me, reminded me of a mix between London and LA if they had a baby.
I've heard it's like London in the 60s.
Yeah, like, kind of, I would say that.
I don't know, yeah.
I would say that. Like, yeah. And then it's got its perks, man. Genuinely, obviously, I wasn't there long enough. I was in Melbourne for like 9 days, And that's just very city. That's big. That's like city stuff.
Mm-mm.
Do you know what I mean? But from all the places that they showed me, like, I'm definitely going back 100%. I'm doing that 24-hour flight.
The flight is a myth, though, man.
The flight is a whole day. And I saw night and day twice. But in general, if you haven't been to Australia, if you think, I know it's annoying because we're sitting here in the UK and Australia is just
so far.
Impossible for
it. Oh, feels, the Australian
if you're
birds.
If you're somewhere else, if you're like, I don't know, in Dubai or whatever, it's 13 hours.
There's something in the water.
That's still
right there.
Far. Like, but here, it's genuinely the other side of the world.
Yeah, Germany is.
You have to fly a day. There is no other way. So
you have to stop in Singapore or something, don't you?
You can stop in different places. Doha is the main place. Dubai, you can stop in. I stopped in Dubai. Seven and a half to Dubai, 2 hour layover, then 13 and a half hour flight to Melbourne. Horrible, horrible journey. But yeah, one thing about it, everything's good, bro. Everything.
The women?
Great.
Wow. I've never been, but on Instagram, they're sighting in the water, bro. I've over there, I swear to God.
Great. Women, the restaurant, just the people in
general. Did you see any fucking it's obviously known for just having mad animals and insects and shit.
Right. So this is why I didn't, bro, because I was in Melbourne, but you see, if you go to different places, like the different parts of Australia. Beck. Yeah, like Outback and that, you know. Yeah. But that's where you'd see stuff like that.
Yeah, because I've seen videos of Australians and they've got like a tarantula, that
fucking big snake. Like
bird eating spider or something on their wall.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I evacuate.
I think that's the part I wouldn't want to go to. Or if I go there, I've got to be in a place where I'm situated where they can't get to me.
Yeah.
I've seen videos of bears. A bear.
Canada's bad for that.
Just a bear. What do you mean? Like, there's a bear outside my front door. A bear.
Yeah, it's fucked.
A fucking bear, Johnny.
That's why I actually love this country in the sense you can go out in the woods and there's not one thing in the woods. Maybe a fox might be a bit violent. But other than that, what is going to hurt you?
You're good.
What is going to hurt you? You're walking through the woods and literally probably anywhere else in the world. Some parts of Europe maybe, but like if we're going Americas or we're going Australia, going Asia, if you're in a jungle or thing, you're prey.
You're prey. You're lunch, brother.
There's bears, fucking, what's them big moose thing called? Elks.
Yeah. Like, snakes. And I'm shit scared of snakes.
I don't mind snakes.
Oh, have you held a snake before?
Yeah.
I will never do it. I don't think I'll do it.
I've done it bear times. I'll pitch in my front room with me like when I'm eight, I've got a big python around my neck.
And what, you don't think it absolutely wants to kill you though, Johnny?
No, I don't.
It does.
Why am I still here then?
I don't know. It does. Wants to kill you. Trust me, they want to kill you.
No.
They're measuring you up. You just chill in that room with a snake for a day and see what happens.
Of course.
Come out.
Boa constrictor will do you up. Like,
yeah. And it'll swallow you whole.
I've seen a snake eat like a big goat.
Same.
You seen that?
Same.
Like, don't even,
okay, cool. This is how bad it is, yeah? I'm so scared of snakes that genuinely, I feel like, you could put me in a room with another animal and I'll be less scared than a snake, like a lion. I'd be less scared.
You obviously wouldn't.
No, I would.
The lion would tear you to shreds.
The snake will kill me.
No, but the snake might not even get near you.
It might, bro. Have you not seen the way they maneuver?
Yeah.
I've Googled the shit out of them. How about this, bro? I've Googled how to kill a snake if you're on your own.
Well, how'd you do it?
Right. If you haven't got a weapon on you, you're brown bread. Like, hunt. All right, cool, bro.
What about these snake trainers, bro? There's people that like on the circus and do shit with snakes.
Yeah, yeah, but then
grab it by the throat.
Yeah, but remember, they're like trained, and especially if they're like venomous snakes and stuff, they've had their fucking fangs removed and that. So even if they start hurting you, you're done. And remember, they're in a circus, they got staff. But let's say, for example, a snake's got you, you're in a jungle, yeah?
What's that there?
Don't do that. A snake's got you, yeah? This is facts, by the way. I've Googled the shit out of this. So everyone at home, listen, if you're scared of snakes, I'm going to talk to you about how to get out of it. This is real stuff, yeah?
This is important stuff, people.
Apparently,
if you're in a situation.
If you might.
Oh, I've got something fucked to tell you. It's going to terrify you in a minute. We're gone.
If you are with a snake, if you encounter a snake and you're, I don't know, wherever you are, you want to fly Australia, take my advice and go, whatever. You see a snake, yeah? What it's going to do is it's going to restrict your movement. That's the first thing it needs to do. So it's going to wrap around you. And if it gets you here, you're done.
You.
I promise you now, you're finished. The way it will squeeze you, break all your bones and shit. Like this. Bro, then you'll die.
Suffocate
yeah?
you.
The first thing you need to do is you need to have a blade on you.
And if you don't.
Bit silly because obviously we start talking about blades, but this is a different scenario. This is for survival. Yeah. So you have to have a blade on you, a bladed article of some sort, yeah? And you need to chop up that snake.
Well, that is a given.
You've got to chop it up.
That one.
No, facts. But this is the thing. You can't do it by the time the snake gets you. It's impossible. Unless the snake obviously makes a mistake.
Yeah.
You've got to prey on that. So what I want to say, what I'm going to conclude with is you need to roll with someone. We need to go together if we're going to Australia.
Yeah, don't be.
And you need to carry the blade. You need to carry a blade each. For the snakes, of course, only. For anything only, maybe cutting down some bushes or whatever. Right? And if the snake gets either one of us, the other one has to cut the snake.
Has to.
If we're by ourselves, we're done.
How about this? This is going to freak you out.
Please.
When me and Joe was about, I'd say, year seven to about, maybe like year five to year eight, we used to go over the allotments at the back of the recreation ground by mine and pick up the mats and grab snakes.
You used to pick them up?
Yeah.
You sick bastard.
Grab snakes.
Do you know how scary that is?
Grass
what,
snakes.
Are they big? Oh, grass snakes are little, innit? They're scared of shit out of me.
Just to grab
scared
them.
Scared of shit out of me.
Just to go and grab
I
them.
Ain't doing that.
I was one of them kids. Don't get me wrong, I used to bang out COD and FIFA. Gamer. But at the same time, I used to go out on bike rides, play football, go exploring.
Oh yeah, facts. That's me as well. Yeah. I just didn't grab snakes.
Literally used to pull the rugs up. It'll start moving. It's like, whap, grab it. And then you just let it go because you want to say, look at it. I probably couldn't do it now. I've never really been scared of snakes.
Bro,
never.
You picked up an actual snake.
Yeah. Bare hands.
I'm so scared.
Tapped.
So tapped.
You know what makes you feel more sick is if you do a car pop and there's bare wood lice.
Ooh. Yeah, oh my God. It's centipede. Better yeah, all of them.
Oh. Centipede. Oh, that makes, I think it's all the legs. It's all jank, like a millipede. Imagine back in the day, like when fucking dinosaurs were about and there's a big fuck off millipede, like that big buff.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting. But you like that shit, Johnny.
No, not that.
You picked up a snake, bro.
Yeah, I've got there's a category in porn, millipede porn.
No, yo, what the fuck are you joking. Talking about? You're not, though.
A bit of me, yeah. Get a fucking millipede wrapped around you, Corey.
Feels like a million
arms. It's got 1,000 hands. Yeah. You know what I mean? 1,000 hand jobs. Body count goes up by 1,000.
Nah, 100, bro, I'll be honest. Snakes are a big thing for me. But yeah, back to the travel thing. I'd say top place I'll go. Where's the top place you've been? Because mine, I'd say, is between...
I think you spoke about this before. I said DR, you said...
Yeah, you said DR, I said Jamaica.
Yeah, so let's fuck that. Let's say, DR's the Dominican Republic, by the way. Let's say one place we want to go that we haven't been.
Ooh, okay, cool. So I've been to America loads of times, but I haven't been to LA. So I would want to go there just for a bit to experience it.
You know what? I can't lie. I've been Florida. Obviously, I was younger. I went to Disney World. But like, America don't really appeal to me, and call me a melt and a pussy, but like, I don't want to generalize everyone, but I don't trust having guns.
No.
It gives me anxiety thinking about going to America at this age and actually going out partying and stuff.
That's a thing.
You don't have a chance. Here, cool, we was talking about knives and that. Cool, there's the first foundation, you have a fight, that's cool. Second foundation, pull that knife, you can sprint off. If someone pulls that and it's not a rusty spinner, an AR-15 or an Uzi, you're done.
You're finished.
They're good at it and all. They got gun ranges to practice how they're shooting. Boom, missing with a fucking...
Nah, they got precision still.
Like, bruv, I don't trust people. I don't really trust anyone, really. And I don't trust people that you can go to a Walmart and buy a fucking a killing machine.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I've never really...
You just got to have a gun license, show it. More time, you don't even need the gun license. People are just letting it fly.
It makes me nervous, bro. Like a couple of my boys are going to Miami for spring break this year. I said, count me out. I don't trust it. I'm envisioning stuff happening of some nutcase is going to be there. Let me fucking kill all these people. Just spraying people down because it is that easy. Like it's
be.
Fucked.
It can be.
It's fucked.
It only takes is one person.
Yeah, America don't appeal to me.
Do want to visit, but obviously within reason of it being safe. Obviously, I'd want to go. I want to go back to different states there, like because there's so much to explore there. But
they're trigger happy, man. I've seen videos and fuck videos on WhatsApp and stuff where people have had an argument outside their door over nothing, over absolutely nothing. Yeah. The geezer pulls out a burner. It's like, but.
I've seen it. You've seen bear them online.
The blood spills out their head. Oh. Like, it's disgusting. It's just.
Okay, let's say we count up, bro.
I'd say one place that I do want to go though, I'm going there, is Thailand.
Want to go to Thailand.
I just can't wait.
I do want to go to Thailand.
Buzzing, but other than that, I'm still going.
Where do I want to go that I haven't been? I really wanted to go to Dubai and then I went to Dubai and that was...
Yeah, Dubai didn't really hit for us, did it?
Nah, the first time I went, it hit.
Oh yeah, but we done it wrong, I think.
I feel like Dubai is good if you plan it.
You got to plan it, and you got to go there expecting to spend bread.
Yeah, if you do it like
things
like
better with
excursions,
your team.
Yeah, go with your girl. Go with your girl is good. But like, if you know, oh, we're going here, we're going here, or there's something happening. Like for example, while recording this, yesterday was the F1, the Formula One. Last year, this time I was there for the Formula One. Yeah, we also went with Gumball 3000, which was like you drive 3,000 miles around the Middle East. In a circuit. And every night you stop and party somewhere and whatever not, stay in a different hotel. That was lit. Yeah. Because at that point, I know for day one, I'm doing this. Day two, I'm doing this. Yeah, day three, I'm doing that. And then on the weekend, on the last 2 days, it's the F1. You watch the F2 and then the F1. And then that's a big, massive thing. And then you drive back to Dubai and you finish the circuit. Unreal experience. Shout out Philly. He took me with him. Like, mad experience. Amazing. Yeah. We went and it was like, kind of just faffing about. And then the thing is, it's like, you're going to be at one hotel rooftop, one
everything's
club,
so far
and then
apart.
You go,
I thought before I went to Dubai, you see the palm and you see all the branches off it. I generally thought that was walkable. I used to think, you know, like when you go like Spain or something, all it's the like stuff is in one area, it's like a strip.
Yeah.
Bruv, it's fucking big roads, like motorways and that.
Yeah.
I was like, bruv, how do you even, you come out of places, you have to be driving.
You got to get a taxi somewhere, yeah.
It's long. I like being able to walk down a promenade, through fucking, you know what I mean?
Few bits you can chat to.
Few garlic prawns, couple olives, few San Miguel's for €1. You know what I mean? Yeah, Sancho, dos cerveza, ball for ball. Isn't it? Probably English, bro.
Probably English.
I'll have two cola. Dos cola.
Yeah, it's different. It's different. It's mad different. So, yeah, I think that was... It really depends. Dubai's edgy, man. You got to make sure you're doing the right thing. You're going to the right place and plan it.
Do you know what put me off it?
What?
The fact that everyone raves about it. I go off stuff like that. Like when people start raving about it. Everyone acts like that's the best place in the world to go.
I think it was overhyped.
I don't even rate it like that. I can't lie. I do need to go back again and do it properly. I can't lie. I really do. Because my opinion isn't really valid. We didn't really do much.
We didn't do much. I mean, it was mad rushed as well.
And it was a last minute one. You literally rung me on a Wednesday. So, do you want to come to Dubai?
Yeah.
Friday. I was like, yeah, sweet.
Did we not leave on Thursday?
Thursday might have been. Yeah, you rang me the night before.
I rang you the day before. And then you said, no. And then rang me back by the time I got home. And you're like, fuck it, innit?
Okay, I want to see what the vibe was like.
Yeah.
I didn't, right?
Yeah.
For the same money, I'd rather stay in a banging resort in like Caribbean.
Yeah. I would do the same thing. I'd rather stay in the Caribbean. Mm. Caribbean's banging. Been Jamaica before?
Never.
Bro, go,
I've
man.
I've been Bahamas and Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah. How's Bahamas, though?
I was young. I don't remember it, but it was... I remember in the Bahamas, yeah. So we stayed in a nice hotel and that banging. I was about 11. Joe was 9. We nearly died because... The hotel, had its own private beach, yeah? And then, so there's got like a little like cove bit.
Yeah.
And there's all like bricks that are stopping the rest of the sea from kind of getting in.
Yeah.
And a big like fence, like not with barbed or nothing, it's just a fence on top of the rocks.
Yeah.
Me and Joe being us, that's my brother, by the way, we end up swimming all the way out to the back of the thing, which is bearing in mind about, I'd say a good like 60 meters.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't that deep in that bit because it was part of the cove bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Swimming up, we're all climbing on the rocks. Yeah. We haven't seen, there's signs saying, do not go over the fence, shark infested waters. Like literally over the fence. We've ended up, we're mid climbing over this fence to get into the proper ocean. Because we're like, should we get in the proper sea? Big crashing wave. There's sharks in there. We're climbing the thing. Whistles blowing. Whistle everyone on the beach and stop. My dad's going, fucking get back here, screaming at us. We're like, so innocent. We don't even know what we're doing wrong. We're like, what the fuck? A lifeguard's come out on a jet ski and he's like, get down now. You can't be doing this. As we're driving back, we're like, shitting ourselves. My dad, I can see in his face, he's fuming. Like, yeah, we was seconds away.
Yeah, because if you go over
our plan was to jump in the sea.
Yeah, you've been lunch. You'd have been quick lunch for that. So.
Fucking hell, my the dad must have been stressing. Yeah. Like, we didn't even pay attention. We hear a whistle and we turn around. Like, the whole beach is looking at us, like, worrying. Like, oh my God, look at these two kids.
Oh my God. Have you nearly lost your life?
Nearly lost my life.
If you went over, you wouldn't have made it back, I don't think.
Nah.
They're just waiting for
my
something.
My dad went mad. So did my mum.
Oh my God.
Went mad.
Could have died. Yeah.
Now I think about it, it's like, fucking hell. Like, now I'm an adult and I look at it and think, oh my God, is that my son? I want to shit myself.
Yeah, I know, genuinely.
Whoa. What did I think I was jumping into anyway, bruv?
Would have gave him a beating when
I'm
you come back.
I'm strong swimmer. I'll jump into that. I probably did get a climb. I can't remember.
Yeah, you probably got a little climb when you come back.
Yeah, I probably did.
Back of the hand.
Horrible.
What did you
do? I don't think I ever said that on camera.
Yeah, man, I've never heard that story. You've never told me that.
Yeah, nearly died. Just
whole
come
beach,
back into
just looking at you.
Yeah, Bahamas nearly had me. And Joe.
Yeah.
Fucked. But on that note.
Yeah.
Should we end it?
Yeah.
I think we've had a little nice discussion.
Nice
today.
Little catch up, little discussion. Yeah, there, yeah. Man.
Catch up on your screens. As we do, we're always here every Wednesday. Make sure you subscribe. Follow us on all the socials. I've been Johnny Carey.
I've been Michael Hamlin.
And yeah, I hope you have a good day.